Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Pest Control Internet Marketing Podcast. As always, I am your host, Andy Patel, CEO of K3 Marketing, a Google Premier partner, where we have been perfecting the art of pest control internet marketing since 2005. If you're a new visitor to the podcast, welcome. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. As always, let's jump right into the question of the month. This month, we have a question from James. James from Florida. He asks, what is a good starting budget for Google Ads? Now, I believe I've touched on this topic in a previous episode. I'm not sure. Can't remember off the top of my head. However, when I start a Google Ads program for my clients in the pest control or wildlife control space, I typically like to start at $2,000 a month, which is around $70 a day if you're running your ads 7 days a week. So remember, Google Ads is a pay-per-click program, and it's essentially a numbers game. So if your budget's only $20 or $30 a day, then you know how many clicks are you really going to be getting, especially the quality clicks, and how many of those are going to convert into leads, and how many of those leads are going to convert into sales. So you really want a decent budget, in my opinion, to give the program a fighting chance. So James, hope that answers your question. All right. Today, we have a very hot topic. We're going to be talking about Yelp ads as it pertains to the pest control space. Now, I talk with a lot of my clients about Yelp, and in my experience, majority of the feedback that I've received has been negative. However, we recently became an official Yelp partner, and I've been playing around with a lot of the settings, different strategies, and I believe I found the secret sauce. So let's talk about how Yelp works and see if you guys can find the sweet spot for you, especially if you're currently running Yelp ads or considering running Yelp ads in the future. All right, so when you create a Yelp profile, it's a pretty basic profile that Yelp gives for free to any business owner primarily. When you become a Yelp ads advertiser, you have the option to add on what they call an enhanced profile. I believe it's around $200. Don't quote me on that, but it's around $200 for that feature. And basically, it adds a prominent call to action on your profile, as well as, you know, you can upload some sort of video or even like a photo slideshow. So it really just enhances your profile. So if you're willing to pay for Yelp ads, Yelp is willing to give you the option to make your profile look better for more money, of course. But the option is there. When you turn on Yelp ads, Yelp automatically adds a feature called a messaging feature. Now, it's important that you understand how this works. When the messaging feature is enabled, you are eligible to receive leads from your competitors. So let's just say, for example, your company is called ABC Pest Control, and Susan goes to Yelp and she searches for pest control services and she clicks on a listing or an ad for XYZ Pest Control. So she goes in and she fills everything out. And then at the very end, before she submits, there's a checkbox that's automatically checked that says, hey, Susan, I'm going to go ahead and send this your information to about 5 different companies. And you would be one of those companies, meaning ABC Pest Control would be one of those companies. But what happens now is Susan wasn't really looking for you, but you got charged for that lead or that click. And you have to now message them back through the app, and it tracks. And usually, from my experience and from the feedback that I've received from clients, Susan's not going to get back to you because, quite frankly, she didn't reach out to you. And she's probably gotten other quotes from other people as well. So I think this feature is a hit or miss. But this is an automatic add-on from the get-go. It really raises your spend. And I believe that the quality or the responsiveness of clients and engagement really decreases. You can set which keywords you want to show up for in Yelp through your categories in your Yelp business listing. So if you go to business information, you can go in there and you can kind of select the categories that you target or that you service, and the keywords are automatically added from that section. So you don't select which keywords you want to show up for. It just automatically picks up from the categories section. Now, you do have the option to build negative keywords. This is important. However, it doesn't apply if you have the messaging feature enabled from your competitor side. So for example, let's say you saw a search term that said weed control for some reason, and it's happened. So I'm using that as an example. So you add weed control as a negative. However, Susan goes to XYZ as weed control as a search term, and then she has that check mark connected, and then the lead also goes to you. Even though you had a negative weed control, you could still show up from the competitor side. So it really doesn't do much, especially if the messaging feature is enabled. Also, the negative keywords are entered as exact only. So if someone typed in weed control, you could still show up for weed control near me. So you literally have to type in every single variation of that negative keyword or key phrase to ensure that you don't show up for that. I've heard that some Yelp representatives do not send their clients, aka you, the business owner, a search terms report, which is extremely unfortunate, but I would strongly demand a search term report. You should know what you're paying for, what exact clicks you're paying for. So if you're running Yelp ads, definitely try to get some sort of search terms report. So as you run Yelp ads, as you can tell, it seems like the messaging feature, although Yelp is really, really pushing it and claims it's awesome, from my experience, I don't believe it is. I would strongly, strongly suggest turning that off and simply having just people click on ads that are directly on your listing and then call you directly. No app, no messaging, nothing. People just call you. You end up spending a lot less, which I guess is good, but at least you get quality leads of people just calling you directly. And then lastly, try to work with a Yelp partner. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, we are a Yelp partner now. However, you know, there are many Yelp partners out there, but essentially Yelp partners, they get the enhanced profile for free. So that $200 value in the beginning that I was talking about for the enhanced profile, we get that for free for our clients. Also, we can look at the search terms report easily. We have access to detailed location targeting. We can do month-to-month billing. There's a lot of advantages of running Yelp ads through a Yelp partner agency. We, as an agency, simply charge a $300 flat fee a month to run and manage Yelp, just to kind of give you a ballpark figure as you're potentially looking for Yelp partners to help you. If not, you can certainly do it yourself. All right, that's it. That was a very brief overview of Yelp. I'm sure I'll have a lot of questions. Feel free to reach out to me through PCIMpodcast.com or message me on Facebook and Instagram at PCIMpodcast. As always, I am your host, Andy Patel, and I will see you next time. Thanks for tuning in.